98.1 KZE. It is MK with you in the studio with Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, and one of our returning Friends Day guests, Carolyn Morosi. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you so much. Good
it's
to be here, MK.
So good to see you. We had a couple of like ships passing in the night, I think.
Yeah, with all the things going on in the world and sicknesses.
Yeah.
I got them and, you know, not good.
Yeah. So what have you been up to? You just told me you were touring. You went to Europe and Ireland.
I was able to go to Belfast, Northern Ireland. That was back in October of 23. And then last year I went to London and played at the Troubadour.
Amazing.
Which was amazing.
Yeah.
With the film On Resistance Street. And got to play My Loners, Misfits, and Rebels for them. So it was a really wonderful experience.
Fantastic.
Had a great time.
Yeah. So you put out a Christmas single or a holiday single, which I played a little bit around the holidays. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Yes. What else you been up to? Recording and writing?
So, yeah, I've been writing a lot of songs a la Woody Guthrie, hence the times. And so it's great that there's such a Bob Dylan resurgence because, you know, songs about social issues and everything are very important right now.
Yeah.
So with that, I started a music series, a monthly music series at Rock the Casbah in Saugerties, first Sunday of every month at 3 p.m. And I do a set and then I have a featured guest. And it's called Peaceful Revolution.
Yeah.
So it's all about basically, I say fighting fascism with unity, courage, and kindness.
Yeah. I mean, that is a real method of fighting fascism, you know, like it is a true thing that like just getting out there and living your life in a way that is counter to fascism is resistance.
Exactly. You know, and I think it's important that we don't cower to our fears with what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I think the last time around I was more angry and fearful, and now I would like to approach things with more resilience and intent and focused intent. And one of those things involve, you know, keeping your head together, staying clear of mind, and doing the things you love, you know. And music is what I love. It's been a healer for me. It's been a lifesaver. So writing songs and sharing, you know, time with people who are fearful in the community, I think, and pulling together is really important. And so far, the first couple of events in January and February went very well, and people are telling me they're really excited, you know, to come back each month. So this Sunday, March 2nd, Matt Hogan and Adam McLaren, both from Saugerties, are going to be my special guests. And yeah, people should come on down if you can. 3 p.m. It's a free event.
Cool.
You know, it's kind of tip the bands if you choose to. Great music, great, you know, food and drinks and all of that. And, you know, community. I think that's a big part of moving forward in a positive direction in these times.
Yeah, absolutely. For anybody who was not tuned in the last couple times you've been here, will you give us just a brief history? You've had such an interesting career as a guitar player and as a musician. You want to give us a little rundown?
Yeah. So let's see. Started life kind of as a hard rocker, punk rocker, you know, back in the 90s and 2000s. And it did a ton of years as a side guitar player, and decided about 6 years ago to start doing my own solo thing again.
Yeah.
And went into the studio with Barb Morrison and recorded Loners, Misfits, and Rebels EP, and that's what's really gotten me out there.
Yeah.
And to play, and a great reaction, because the Loners, Misfits, and Rebels of the world have a place.
Yes.
And, you know, we deserve a space. So that's what it's all about, you know, living life authentically and just being who you are, really.
Very cool. Carolyn Morosi is my guest. And I mean, I feel like that's a perfect note to ask you to play us a song, if you would.
Yeah. So this is a new one, and it's called Resistance and Persistence. And, you know, just listen to lyrics, because it all comes from the heart. It's what it's about. And I want everybody just to stay strong. So here we go. There's a bully in the White House. Don't let him in, 'cause you're beautiful and I love you. So where do I begin? You gotta live your life authentically. Don't let him tell you what to be. Freedom is being who you are. They will never walk in your shoes.
They will never know your blues. Freedom is being who you are. 'Cause living your life is resistance. There is love in your persistence. Never let them dim your light. The smile on your face is resistance. Getting up today is your persistence. Keep on fighting the good fight. So tell him I'm sent by Uncle Sam. And if he ain't my uncle, well, I don't give a damn. Never let him dim your light. We broke away from English rule. Now we're led by common fool. Don't ever let him dim your light. 'Cause living your life is resistance. There is love in your persistence. Don't ever let them steal your light. The smile on your face is resistance. Getting up today is your persistence. Keep on fighting the good fight. You gotta live your life authentically. Don't let them tell you what to be. Don't ever let them change your light. And even if you're tired for today, tomorrow we'll find another way. Don't ever let them dim your light. 'Cause living your life is resistance. There is love in your persistence. Don't ever let them steal your light. The smile on your face is resistance. Getting up today is your persistence. Keep on fighting the good fight. Keep on fighting the good fight. I said never, 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 never let them steal your light.
Carolyn Morosi on KZE, Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. What I love about that song is how cheerful it is.
Right? You know, there is joy in resistance sometimes.
Yeah. 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 You know, I DJed my first drag show not that long ago.
Fantastic.
And we had that conversation. Actually, one of the queens brought it up on stage that, like, just the act of having a drag show right now is resistance. The act of coming and having fun and, you know, being goofy with your friends and your community, that is resistance. And, you know, that's what your song's about.
It really is. You know, sometimes a smile will disarm, you know, a stranger. It just, it's like people somehow want to steal our joy now. Don't let them.
Yeah.
You know, keep living your life. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And they want to erase people. You can't erase people who exist.
Yeah.
You know, so that's who we're here for. The people who are existing and fighting for that visibility. I've been the invisible kid before, and that's never going to happen again. So for those, you know, who are afraid to speak up, That's why you have people like me out there, and we are going to fight the good fight.
Right on. Yeah. I just love your style. Like you talked about like coming from like a hard rock and a punk background.
Yeah.
And like, that's still so there in your vocal delivery. And I just love it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate that. You know, I saw Buffy St. Marie years ago, and I realized that even though she isn't a quote unquote punk rocker, her lyrics are so punk rock.
Mm.
You know, so yeah, I come from that school.
Yeah, absolutely. When you sit down to record that song, I mean, that was it's appropriate on acoustic guitar because it is kind of like a folk resistance song.
Yes.
But do you have plans for how you're going to bring it to life in the studio?
That's a very good question. And no, with part of the vision and with a lot of what I record, it happens synchronistically in the studio with my producer, really, because I'll bring it to Barb and it's one thing. And then all of a sudden it becomes a whole nother piece of music that I maybe didn't expect.
Yeah. Which is the beautiful thing about a producer that you trust and that you gel with.
Absolutely. You know, so I think that it would be very interesting to see how that comes out in the studio. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but you know, I think the basis of any song is if you can play it acoustically and get that message across, then, you know, you have something strong, you know, to bring to people.
Yeah.
And you can really only make it better from there, I hope.
Yeah.
You know.
Totally.
Yeah.
Carolyn Morosi is my guest on Friends Day today. Once again, Sundays, what's the date?
Yeah, first Sunday of every month at Rock the Casbah in Saugerties, New York, Peaceful Revolution. I have it on my website, carolynmorosi.com. And it's also on Facebook, so just look out for Peaceful Revolution, and, you know, we'll see you there.
Yeah, beautiful. I want to bring it back to maybe next Christmas, because we're going to play it for everybody in a minute, since it's been a while. I don't think I've played it since December.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the making and the writing of this song.
So Maybe Next Christmas came together when I realized that there really weren't any songs that spoke for people who are sad at Christmas, mm-hmm. and I've had the... you know, just life experience to have gone through some pretty down Christmases, you know, and for whatever reason, in my case, it was I was missing some people terribly who had passed away, my parents in particular. But it could be anything. It could be financial burdens that you can't meet at Christmas time. Christmas highlights so much, and it almost wants to force us into happiness.
Mm.
But I felt like there needed to be a song that spoke to when you're not holly jolly at Christmas.
The melancholy.
So that's where it came from.
Holly jolly melancholy.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
It's okay. That works.
98.1 KZE, Carolyn Morosi, our guest on Friends Day today, and playing you the latest recorded single from Carolyn. Here's Maybe Next Christmas.
Well, I've been alone on Christmas. I know what it means. Well, I slept all morning, didn't get up till after 3. Really, it was more like 6. Well, I ordered Chinese food, cried until dawn. When I woke, my heart was heavy, but I kept moving on. Maybe next Christmas, things will turn around. Yeah, maybe next Christmas, the lost will be found. Yeah, maybe next Christmas, I'll hear the sound of the joy. Joy and laughter that everybody talks about. Maybe next Christmas.
98.1 KZE. Carolyn Morosi, Maybe Next Christmas. Really, such a terrific holiday song. And you're right, there's not enough sad Christmas representation. I've always loved, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I feel like that's the only other one I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, that's a nice one, too.
Yeah.
You know, and also just the idea of, you know, things will finally turn around.
Yeah.
Because they do come around.
I love the optimism. You're bringing me some really nice optimism today.
Yeah, we cannot fall to despair, and we cannot, you know, internalize the chaos.
Yeah. Also, shout out, we were talking off air, if you are looking for an actionable thing to do, there is an economic strike taking place on Friday, so I do encourage everybody to take part in that by not taking part in the economy on Friday, because the main voice that we have is our money, and that's the one thing that they care about, so take it away, and hopefully they'll listen a little bit.
That's right. You know, there's power in numbers.
Yep.
And if they see, oh my gosh, you know, all these people band together to make this happen.
Yeah.
All right, we better start listening.
And yeah, if we show that, like, hey, we have the power to take your money away, that's the only thing they care about.
That is the only thing they care about. Yeah. And they're trying to take our money.
Yeah.
We don't
exactly
have enough as it is.
Exactly. I don't even have any. You're trying to take mine?
Exactly.
Carolyn Morosi, my guest in the studio, thank you so much for coming on Friends Day.
Thank you, MK. Had a great time here.
We got your community bulletin board, Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley, coming up next.